If you think about the initiation of the transistor that was done by one of our faculty, the development of technologies from the 1950s around computer science and engineering, and then the development of programming to support the kind of things that are going on here. So we've had a hand in this today. I think from my perspective, as I participate in national conversations about higher education, I'm very aware that the paradigm is changing. And I'm very conscious of the fact that when paradigms change, there are winners and there are losers. And those who adapt, certainly adapt, those who are part of the leadership in creating the next paradigm do significantly better in terms of their involvement. So my goal is that these kinds of conversations lead us not only to adjust, but to also be in a position of leadership as we move forward. And I think we put together the right group of individuals to speak to us today to make us aware of what's already happening. And I look forward to their presentations. As we thought about this, we realized that it's not just about what's being done to offer someone at a remote distance educational opportunity, hopefully at a less than campus cost, but also to enhance the residential experience for students who are already on our campus. So it's not just about distance education, but it's about the comprehensive extent to which technology is truly enhancing the educational experience very broadly. And I look forward to the presentations, and I'll quickly introduce our panel. You have their bios, their extended bios, so I don't want to take up a great deal of time with comments. The moderator certainly needs no introduction. Michael Tanner was provost on this campus for a good many years before moving to his current position as chief academic officer and vice president of the Association of Public and Land-Grant Universities. He works in Washington. APLU is one of the major organizations that we are a part of that leads and participates the national dialogue about higher education and issues related to that. And Michael has real perspective based on his experience in that, in his role as the academic vice president. Joining him, Marie Sinney and Candace Thiel, both who have spoken extensively on the topic. Dr. Sinney is acting provost and chief academic officer at the University of Maryland, University College, and certainly want to welcome her here. Candace Thiel is director of open learning initiatives at Carnegie Mellon University. And I think I heard you twice about 2 years ago, and it was kind of my wake-up call to some of the changes that were taking place at Carnegie Mellon and that you're causing to occur at other places. So to all three of you, welcome, and I'll turn the program to Dr. Tanner, and you can please proceed, Michael.
Good morning, everyone. It's a real pleasure to be here and see so many of my friends from my long time here at the University of Illinois at Chicago. This is an exciting topic. People talking about paradigm shifts and revolutions and so forth. We have some outstanding people, got an introduction, but I want to say a few extra remarks. Marie Sinney's organization, the University of Maryland University College, started in 1947. Originally teaching a lot of military people returning from World War II, and now has grown. I think it's the largest public online educator in the country. I had the pleasure of working with Candace Till for a year and a half. She's been one of the visionaries in this field, saying that you can apply learning science in the domain of technology and enhance the overall learning experience. So we have some terrific panelists to help us with this discussion. I'm hoping this will be a discussion. I noticed that the layout has a bit the sense of a classroom. Notably, the first row is empty. there will be just the center part. I didn't mean to ignore the those in the wings. You will have an opportunity to ask questions. I think in the format, you will have the possibility of writing a question on a card, and I'll be up here to receive them and see if I can digest them so that we're getting some common questions answered. I thought, since we're talking about revolutions and dramatic shifts, it would be good to start with a little bit of historical context so we can situate